Hello, this is James Grunvig with Decentralized.media. Yes, Decentralized.media is coming very soon, launching in April. We're working on the minimal viable product, or MVP. This is Unrestricted Warfare with my returning guest, Karen Kingston from my old network, and Dr. Joseph Sansone here in Florida. We are ready to rock and roll. There's so much going on in the vaccine world, in the deep state world. We're going to cover it all today. Can you believe it? I can. My hometown of New York City. Here we go.
Here is the Row Hotel.
This is one of the five hotels that has been transformed into a shelter.
So we're going to walk in there and see what kind of operation they're running inside. This is a really nice hotel. How's it going?
How can I help you
with? Oh, yeah, we were just checking out the hotel.
Oh, the hotel is closed, I'm sorry.
It's closed? But there's a ton of people in here right now.
Because it's a shelter now.
Oh, you guys it's shelter for the migrants coming in?
Yeah. It's no longer open to the public. It's closed to the public.
How many floors is it?
30.
30 floors. This thing is...
Yeah.
You guys aren't allowed to talk about it?
Yeah.
Why is it like such a big secret, do you think?
I don't know. We just follow orders.
When hotels such as the Row Hotel close until further notice, they sign the contract with an outside source saying that they will pay the rent in order for them to house the migrants. And the hotels love it because it is guaranteed money every single night. And at a rate of $200 per night at the Row Hotel, and with 1,331 rooms, that is $260,000 a day, $1.8 million a week, and $7.2 million a month. And all that money is guaranteed.
Wow, Karen, I know you wrote an article recently on your Substack about End Sanctuary Cities. What's your reaction to five major hotels in Manhattan, where I used to live, all being turned over to migrants? And what's the end game for the migrants? Are they just live there forever? Or are they going to partake in some future riots? Go ahead, Karen.
So the same's happening here in San Diego. And I'm very proud of our supervisor, Jim Desmond, who, if you can blast it out to your network as well, James, who said San Diego needs to stop being a sanctuary city. And just a couple of weeks ago, James O'Keefe, I was going to say Project Veritas, James O'Keefe found, he identified hotels here in San Diego that not only had migrants in there, but they also had children in there, and they refused to talk to James. And we did research, my friends, we did research, and we found out that that hotel was being funded by University of California and Rady's Children's Hospital, as well as the US government. So, you know, right now, I don't recognize the county of San Diego that I've been in for 20 years. We've always had a lot of families and workers come from Mexico. The border is like people go back and forth to work and for leisure. That's been normal. But now I go to my local stores and people are speaking, and young men are speaking Mandarin, Cantonese, Slavic languages, and African languages I don't understand. Right across from my bank, there is a hotel that all has migrants in it, and it's all young men. They all, they're from all over the world, not from this continent, and they all have backpacks and hoodies and letters, and they're trying to get into the bank to figure out how to get their money. It's terrifying what's going on. And the majority are young men, military age. They all have this backpack, and they wear hoodies and jeans, and it's alarming as, you know, families and that are here and people who aren't of, you know, military age and trained to fight. It's really alarming. And Jim Desmond is explaining he doesn't want San Diego to be complicit in the crime of opening up this illegal invasion, because they're not just staying in San Diego. They then go to the airport and they're shipped to a city near you.
No question. Joe, you and I live in the sunshine state of Florida. And now we got Haiti falling down to Freemason. They're wearing Freemason medallions instead of like rapper stuff, and they're cannibal gangs apparently, and they're coming to Florida. What's your reaction to cannibal gangs from Haiti coming to the United States?
Well, I kind of been awake. This is a long-term strategy to break up the United States and take us down, because you can't have a unipolar world and have a world government. So you have to break the United States down. I mean, I've been aware of this since at least December 10th, 1991, when Pat Buchanan challenged George H.W. Bush in the New Hampshire primary, first person to publicly call out the New World Order. And so what they're doing, though, now is they're stepping up the game. It's more than just breaking us up. You know, they balkanized us to a great extent. But now, yeah, they're bringing in Many of them appear to be operatives. And when the deep state gives the signal, you're going to see attacks across the United States, I think. And, you know, they're going to blame it. They're going to try to blame it on, like, the foreign people coming here, but it's all being guided. So it's we are in asymmetrical warfare for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to get into one of your subjects. Looks like you've done something called Writ of Mandamus, and I'll let you explain what that is. But we got a little video. You got yourself on CBS Miami. I think I'm pretty impressed. You know, I've never been on CBS Miami. I've been to Miami, though. Here we go. Let's ban the jab.
In Lee County, the ban the jab passed with a majority vote and now it's going to head to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. The resolution calls on the governor to ban the sale and distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. This comes after a member of the Lee County Republican Party wrote a resolution for the executive committee to consider. Joe Sansone argues the risks of the COVID vaccine are just not worth it. Sansone went as far as to label the vaccine as a bioweapon.
The Lee County Republican Party is going to be on the vanguard of this campaign to stop the genocide because we have foreign non-governmental entities that are unleashing biological weapons on the American people.
Well, because the Republican Party of Lee County has no power per se, the governor can just ignore it.
Wow, the governor can just ignore it, but you did something else, didn't you? Go ahead, Joe.
He kind of did ignore it, now that I'm thinking about it. He ignored it when all 10 counties passed similar resolutions. Yeah, so what we did is we filed the writ of mandamus with the Supreme Court of the state of Florida. And this has thousands of hours of Karen Kingston's research in here, which makes it a really solid document. So I filed this with the Supreme Court of the state of Florida. And in our constitution in Florida, the Supreme Court is specifically designated to be able to deal with mandamuses. And when you're dealing with a state officer, that's the proper venue. There's concurrent jurisdiction with the circuit and the appellate courts, but it's the Supreme Court's the proper venue for the governor, especially, and certainly the attorney general. And so what this is mandamus literally in Latin means weak command. So we are commanding Governor DeSantis to stop this campaign of biological and technological warfare against the people of the state of Florida. These meet the legal criteria of biological weapons, according to 18 U.S.C. 175, Chapter 10, Florida Statute 790.166. I had Dr. Francis Boyle, is arguably one of the leading legal authorities on biological weapons, like affirm that. Karen Kingston's research that's in this document shows that. And so now the governor has now been presented with a body of evidence, and that's a body of evidence. Maybe he didn't see it all before. I'm sure he knows it's a weapon, but there's a lot of evidence there now. And so what the governor can do is he's got a choice right now. It's a very simple choice. Governor DeSantis can hire his attorneys to argue against this and expose himself as a total fraud, or he can listen to the Florida Department of Health and Surgeon General Latipo and take these weapons off the market so that more people don't get murdered or get disabilities. And so we threw in there the bioweapons laws, but we threw in there the state and federal domestic terrorism laws, the treason, as well as genocide, of course, the Florida's murder law. But we also threw in there the accessory after the fact, because now that they've been presented with all this evidence, when you're shielding someone from prosecution, or if you're allowing the crime to continue when you're aware of it, you now become an accessory after the fact. So I threw that in there for good measure. And also the cosmetic and prescription drug law, Florida's cosmetic and prescription drug law. With this law, and this is important, because this law specifically speaks to the adulteration of products. And so they should be taken off the market. And the Florida Department of Health, through Surgeon General Latipo, has said this is an adulterated product. It's literally a threat to the human genome. So that one law itself, boom, take it off the market. There's no reason he should be on the market at this point.
Darren?
I'm so proud of Joe for taking this document and taking it across the finish line and getting it in front of the floor of the Supreme Court. I think what people don't recognize what I've done for a living is I support influencers. That's what I've always done with documentation. And so when Surgeon General Latipo came forward on January 3rd and said, you know, in his opinion that these are contaminated with the SV40 and are gene editing and they can actually change the human genome. That's something that I, you know, and I applaud him for it, but that's like when you go into court of law, you have experts opining and they can nullify one another. So what I did was I brought forward the evidence that I've had for 3 years that I've been presenting for 3 years. And I showed how in Pfizer's own document that they submitted to the FDA, they say that these are gene editing technologies. They specifically say in the manufacturing overview, which where they put the mechanism of action, it's not supposed to be in the manufacturing overview, but this is what's done inside the human body is they explain nucleoside substitution. And nucleoside substitution, according to the NIH, is changes to the human genome. And Pfizer, and I put in this document, Pfizer says straight on their own website, they're talking about the COVID-19 mRNA injections. And it says mRNA technology is a good fit for gene editing. We want to make these editing proteins, those are the spike proteins, for a short period of time to modify the genome. So they're saying they're modifying the human genome, and the modification of the genome or of any species is to the extermination of that species. So not only are these biological weapons, because they don't prevent infection, protect against disease, they were done, they were not done under bona fide research, they were done under illegal criminal human experimentation. That's why they're biological weapons and they cause harm, but they're weapons of mass destruction equivalent to a nuclear weapon per our national security, the NSA, per James Clapper, because they can actually exterminate the human species by editing our genome and through shedding. So what I did was this document, which I put together for Costa Rica and the IOJ as well, is I'm just fortifying our leaders now that they're waking up to the evidence that I've been, you know, screaming from the rooftops from for 3 years now. So I hope that Surgeon General Latipo, recognizes the introduction in this document that shows that he's absolutely 100% correct in his assertion that these are editing the human genome. It is not an opinion. It's straight from the manufacturer's own documents that they submitted to the FDA, and it's right on their own websites. They're telling us what they're doing.
Well, they told us in 2020 what they were doing. Moderna, on its landing page, before their vaccines came out, said, installing the software of life. Hey, Moderna, I didn't know you were God.
Yeah.
Well, they're installing the software. I mean, they just told us, right? And that was up there for a year and a half until people started getting sick in 2021, where the British doctors invented the new terminology, turbo cancer, for all these stage 4 cancers they were seeing, which is now exploding across the board everywhere. So it's like, holy mackerel. So they were saying we're installing the software of life. And then they realized when they had a problem in the public, they had to take that page down. They did. But of course, I got everything on that page. Joe? Yeah. Karen?
Yeah, I have a Substack on that as well. And it was covered in, we covered the Moderna website and their gene editing weapons, basically of mass destruction in Final Days, the film. And yep. You can see Tails Axe, the chief technology officer, you know, talking about using the mRNA nanoparticle technology in a young boy. They did it under the guise of cancer research. Now, here's the thing as well, you know, I am just appalled that people aren't calling these what they are, which are gene editing nanoparticle, you know, technologies. And what's appalling is you listen to Moderna's story and Tails Axe, the CTO, and he's talking about how amazing this technology is. But the problem is the story, the boy he's telling dies 3 or 4 days after they use the technology on them. And everyone that they've used this technology on dies. So I don't know why people are saying it's amazing when it was partially funded and developed by the US military for purposes of using as a weapon. So yeah. That's the dual use. And when something is dual use, the state of Florida and every state in this country has the authority to say, I'm sorry, the FDA got it wrong when they told us these opioids weren't addictive. We don't trust you. And so, you know, we're not going to allow these products into our state, which there's a case study I can talk about that. They can say, I'm sorry, these were used as weapons of mass destruction by the military, but now the FDA is saying they're safe. They can say, we don't trust you. They're not going to be allowed in our state and used on our residents. So there's, to me, the only logical, ethical, legal moral and constitutional thing to do is to ban the use of these nanoparticle technologies in the state. The challenge, Jim, as you know, is that they are invisible to the human eye. So they also need to make legislation that if anyone's using nanoparticle technology or nanomaterials, those manufacturers must disclose that to the residents. And they also must disclose any animal and human toxicity data that they have regarding that, because we can't see it and you can't find it either without using, you know, a $500,000, microscope.
Right. Joe, yeah. Anything to add?
Yeah. So with this mandamus itself, the Supreme Court could reject this. I don't think they will with all the evidence there. They could, you know, grant it. I don't think they'll do anything myself until the respondents reply. So I'll give them a couple months to reply. And so we'll see how they reply. But, you know, the Supreme Court in Florida could also look at it and say, yes, we have the jurisdiction to do this. However, maybe they could actually remand a lower court to hear the facts of the case, to determine the facts of the case. That would kind of be like winning the lottery, because then we get discovery and then this all comes out. What part of the strategy here is to put as much attention to this and as much of a spotlight on Governor DeSantis as possible, so that he will have no choice but to take these off the market rather than fight against this, because then he's fighting against his own Florida Department of Health, because officially the state of Florida is calling for these shots to be taken off the market because they're an adulterated product and a threat to the human genome.
Absolutely. Let's go into the PowerPoint, which is going to cover a lot of your Substacks. Both of you both have Substacks, and you'll learn about that in a minute, audience. Let's go. Florida ban the COVID jab. Episode 56, Karen Kingston, Dr. Joseph Sansone. You can find me on right here, Unrestricted Warfare, rumble.com for now, Red Pill Project, but we're going to decentralized media very shortly. So this is kind of three different articles the guests don't know anything about. So here's one. CDC is investigating 20 cases of GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which I think replaced polio, if I'm not mistaken. Pfizer's experimental RSV vaccine, is that an mRNA tech, by the way? Under investigation for causing rare nervous system disorder. This was published on March 8th. Karen, you hear about this?
I did. I haven't looked into it, but the RSV, you know, that is in their mRNA, what they're calling a vaccine pipeline.
Yeah.
So I think what I hope Governor DeSantis does and Surgeon General Latipo is, because these are not vaccines, and I think that's such an important fact to communicate to Floridians, Americans, and global citizens is that what these are is they are gene editing nanoparticle technologies that are in a colloidal, which is becomes a liquid. It's when an inorganic can become like a liquid. And that's what was injected into people. The reason why that's so important is these are not vaccines. There is no therapeutic benefit. And again, they are gene editing nanoparticle colloidals. That means they're not protected by any law under the FDA, under emergency use, or under the US government, because they're dual use. So I think it's important to articulate the American people were lied to. This RSV vaccine is not a vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine. It is something that you have not heard about before. It is a gene editing nanoparticle colloidal. That's the actual correct term. It is not a lipid either. There's no lipids in here, because if you use the term lipid, then you're also covering up the fact that these are technologies that were used as weapons and to edit the genome of various biological species. So I think that's what's most important, is we need to stop the lie and start using the terminology of exactly what's being used on the human population. So this is not shocking. We know the nanoparticle technology attacks because of the size of this technology. It can go to the central nervous system. That's what's causing these neurological disorders. That's what's causing paralysis, brain fog, demyelinating diseases, which means that the myelin sheath of your nerve cells is being eaten away and deteriorated by these technologies. And it's because they are nano-sized. The term nano is not a conspiracy theory. It doesn't make you crazy to use it. It is what makes this technology so dangerous and so lethal is the size of it. And in 2008, the nanotechnology industry, the US government, basically decided, look, when it comes to nanotech, we will say that we're responsible if it harms people. So we don't need to pass legislation to regulate it. But the thing is that, and that's why they don't want us to talk about it, because if you can't name the weapon, you can't name the criminal, and you can't identify the crime, then they'll never get caught. So they just say people who use the terms nanoparticles and nanotechnologies, they just say we're crazy, even though it's all over Pfizer's website and it's all over Moderna's website. So yeah, I think that's an important point to communicate.
I'm agreeing with you completely. In fact, Joe, I remember at the end of January 2020, no less, there was a former chair of chemistry at Harvard. His name was Charles Lieber, and he got caught for tax evasion, kind of an Al Capone kind of crime. Why? He was getting $50,000 a month under the table for teaching what? About a decade in Wuhan, no less, at the Virology Institute, teaching what? Nanowires, nanoframes, nanotechnology. He was doing workshops in Wuhan. So he was teaching what Karen Kingston was just talking about. Joe, you remember Charles Lieber, right? And he got a little slap in the wrist or something? Go ahead.
Sorry, it was specifically for neurological weapons too. I've done a whole analysis on Lieber as well. And it was all for the purposes of neurotechnology, neuroweapons. And you know, he is closely associated with BlackRock Neurotech and the Obama administration as well. So that research was done in China, funded by China, but also, you know, it is the technology that that Elon Musk has been funding. The whole Neuralink, by the way, James, the whole chip, that technology is decades old. That's from before 2008. So Elon Musk is doing this whole smoke and mirrors, pretending that they're putting, you know, chips is the latest technology, where Elon Musk in 2016 went on a media tour talking about how Neuralace is actually an injectable that you could inject into someone's bloodstream and it'll go to the brain and rewire the brain. So he's pretending, you know, he's pretending that there's breakthrough technology. Meanwhile, he's been using injectable neuroweapon nanoparticle technology. Elon Musk has been openly talking about using it and using it on human beings since 2016.
Joe.
Let me just say one thing on this before you go to the next slide. So the COVID injections have like over 1300 side effects, and nervous disorders are there too. So why aren't the COVID injections being investigated?
I just want to point that out. So out of the 5 million serious adverse events that Pfizer recorded internally, 700,000 of them were nervous system disorders. They actually, out of 1.5 million people who suffered, 700,000 suffered a nervous system disorder. Wow. So that's one third. So one third of the adverse events or clinical outcomes are neurological in nature. And the new definition of long-term COVID are primarily neurological disorders, fatigue, inflammation, lack of coordination. So COVID-19 is a synthetic pathogen using nanoparticle technology that is also a neuroweapon.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah, that's exactly, I don't mean good in a good way. I mean, it's good to get this information out because we're fighting a war against the global cabal. Pre-planned, obviously. We've known this for a long time, but this article came out at the end of February. So weeks before COVID was even announced, Moderna shipped mRNA vaccine prototypes to UNC Chapel with Ralph Barrick's department here in for evaluation. So we know that Moderna had at least 100,000 mRNA vaccines already manufactured in 2019, long before we ever heard the term COVID. Karen or Joe, go ahead.
I mean, there's no shock here. I knew in late 20, without even knowing all the details, I knew this was happening in late 2019. It's just when everybody's saying the same thing, either everybody's lying or nobody's thinking. And you can see it was the same exact playbook they used with 9/11. So it's all planned.
And Stefan Bonsall, the CEO of Moderna, stated this. He was being interviewed at one of those big meetings, whether it's WEF, I'm not sure, but he was being interviewed by MSNBC, and he said that they did manufacture the vaccines in 2019. So the CEO of Moderna, again, his name is Stefan Bonsall, actually admitted to this. So
on record on TV, no less. Yeah. All right, last on these kind of slides, I'm going to get into your Substacks. mRNA vaccines could unleash epidemic of prion brain disease, doctors warn. So this is on March 11th. Karen, prions. What is prions for the average audience?
It's I hate to use it, that people use the term protein so much, and it's that's just it's genetic material that creates like an organism, but it's essentially, they explain it as proteins that misfold on one another. But what this is the synthetic the synthetic nanoparticle technology, again, because it's nanosized. When it gets into your central nervous system, it can cross the blood-brain barrier. I cover this in my Substack in regards to the patents for the nanoparticle technology. They specifically talk about upon injection, the nanoparticle technology can cross the blood-brain barrier in as quickly as less than 30 minutes. And so, you know, God created our brain. Like, it's very well protected. It's very difficult for viruses and bacteria to get to your brain, because they are micro-sized. So these technologies are actually, you know, 1/100,000th the size of many viruses, and that's why they are so, so dangerous. So this is not surprising that this is causing an epidemic of brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, it's also causing epilepsy, which is uncontrollable shaking, and it's causing fatigue. So people, keep in mind, chronic fatigue syndrome is a symptom of inflammation of your central nervous system, of your spinal cord in your brain. It's one of those symptoms. So this is this information really needs to be broadcasted in regards to the damage and the harm and quite honestly, the extermination that the use of nanoparticle technology can have on humanity. And that's, so I'm glad you're bringing this up, James, because people don't understand that this technology, it's going to change, as Klaus Schwab said, it changes who you are because it's attacking your central nervous system in your brain. Yeah. And there's evidence this goes to the hippocampus, which is both for short and long-term memory. You can literally, this technology, just like with Alzheimer's and dementia, it can wipe your memories of who you are. This is not conspiracy theory. That's what this was designed to do, to attack the hippocampus and wipe your memory blank, tabula rasa.
Let me interject. I got a very good friend of mine I've known for years. He got the jab. Unfortunately, he's, you know, Columbia. He went to Columbia University, MBA. So he's a very bright man in the late 40s. And his like you said, his short-term memory is gone already. Gone. He can't remember things. His wife literally has to write down things. He can't remember what they just talked about 5 minutes ago. So he's already suffering from exactly what you're talking about. It's horrific. Let's get into this.
Did you see this? The Uber Eats ad that they premiered at the Super Bowl with Jennifer Aniston, where she forgot. I can't remember his name. Boyfriend Ross.
Yeah,
he's working already.
Yeah, she forgot. Yeah, I know. Now we're talking about memory loss. But the whole ad is making fun of people forgetting things, and trying to normalize it. And at one point, there's a scene where a guy forgets how to sit down in a chair. That's literally, and people are thinking that's crazy. No, this stuff can erase your memory to the point where you forget how to start a car or how to drive. I mean, that's the idea, is to basically make us completely incapacitated.
Yeah.
So I wish people would use the proper vernacular to explain what's in those injections, that they're not vaccines, that they are nanoparticle colloidals, and that technology should not be injected into any human being. It should not be injected into their bloodstreams, for sure, because it can only cause disease, disabilities, memory loss, infertility, and death. So hopefully more people start using the proper vernacular. And
quick comment on that, James, before we get into this. I just want people to understand the broader concept of what's going on, though, because like I had COVID, right? And I think my cognitive ability and short-term memory is not what it was prior to that. So I think Karen is totally dead on, but that was also a nanotech weapon as well. And they want to keep us sick, weak, and dumber, so we can't fight back. They're trying to, that's why they're hitting our brain, so we can't outthink them. I don't think it's going to work, but people do need to recognize what they're doing. That's all.
No, it's working to a degree where it's noticeable now. I'm agreeing with both of you.
Did the evidence that it was a neuroweapon Joe, is that it, the loss of smell, that was an attack on the olfactory nerve, yes. Right? And that's your nerve. So that was done both from aerosol attacks, but also mm-hmm. the fomite transmission, right? It gets into the bloodstream and it went straight to the olfactory nerve. That is not a normal, and that metal
that's teeth, not correct.
That's not a respiratory virus. That's not a cold. That was right. not, and that lasted for, I had the same thing. It lasted for
month and a half.
Water
month and a half for me.
What?
Month and a half for me.
Mine was like 3 months, yeah.
So you both went through something that was obviously shedding, transfecting, whatever it was.
Real quickly, and we'll move on, James. I just want to say, you know what, though? Your mind is very powerful. Like, I had a client who had lost her sense of smell for a year. And in six hypnosis sessions, we got 100% of her smell back.
That's fascinating. We'll get into that towards the end of the show. We got time for for what you do, Joe. Joe, so you've written, this was the main one on the 5th of March, and then you wrote an update called Everything is at Stake. So explain Everything is at Stake.
Well, I really want to highlight the people, well, for all of us, but especially the people that have been injured, because I think we do need to appeal to the humanity of our fellow Americans, not just the people that are in government, but even the people that need to wake up, because you know, we got this event going on, you know, the end of the week, and it's like, these are people that are being lied to by their doctors. They're being gaslit by their doctors. They're told that they've got pre-existing conditions, this, that, and the other thing, or it's in their head. And these are people that have been, it's like somebody who's been raped and telling them they weren't even raped. It's like, these are people that have been violated and nobody cares. So we need to be give a voice to the voiceless. And I think that everything is at stake for these people, because some of them are literally fighting for their lives right now. I mean, we all are in a broader sense. But in a broader sense, yeah, everything is at stake. And I think in this war we find ourselves in, you must be willing to risk everything except your soul.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, because they're coming after us. And they don't care about us or our souls. So, we got to stand up firm. So, Karen, the Miami Independent, pending Florida. Talk about your support for what Joe's doing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, Joe, I don't know how long have we known each other now, Joe?
About 2 months ago, I asked you for the data, I think, when I told you this idea.
Yeah. So, Joe and I started working together last summer, though. I mean, the document that I sent Joe, it was the first origin of it was sent. We were sending it to the sheriffs in Florida.
Now, I think you put it on your Substack too at the time. You had it out there too, right?
Yeah, it's been up there for 2 years. It was on my Substack. So it's the demand letter to the sheriffs. It's also called, data, the document to criminally prosecute Pfizer. And it was a demand letter to say, look, these do not meet the definition of a safe and effective vaccine or therapy. They meet the definition of a bioweapon. They do not protect against disease. They do not prevent infection. They do not reduce symptoms. They do not decrease hospitalizations or death. And they were done under criminal human experimentation. And by definition, they meet the weapon of biowarfare. And it's your responsibility, sheriffs, because they are the highest authority in their counties, to remove the weapons from the shelves in order to protect citizens. Just like in Chicago, they removed the contaminated Tylenol. Anyway, the document was considered dangerous. My movement kind of got infiltrated. I left the country. I came back, and Joe had the courage to actually take this document. I updated it again for Costa Rica and IOJ, and he put it in front of the Florida Supreme Court and said, look, our sheriffs have ignored us. Our 20 state prosecutors have ignored us. The governor has ignored us. And attorney general have all ignored us in regards to protecting the residents of Florida. And so we now are calling upon the Florida Supreme Court to order the governor and to order the attorney general to uphold their obligation under the law to protect the residents of Florida by banning these shots. And there are actually, as Joe points out in the letter that they are, or the writ mandamus, that they are going against the Florida Department of Health and the Surgeon General, who says he shouldn't be used in human beings. So it is their responsibility to protect them. And I would have more information to actually even support that every state does have the authority to go against to prohibit the use of the mRNA particle technology in their state. Now, people who, in our movement, by the way, James, got involved with what I was doing with the sheriffs, and they were telling my sheriffs that they had no authority. And that is a lie. That is a blatant lie.
Hold it. Karen, I got to inject. I've had other guests on, or experts in the the two systems we're living. One is the Babylon system, right, which is the corporation system, all of that, and one is the common law system. So there's two different systems competing. They clearly have pointed out in California and other states that the sheriff is not the chief law enforcement officer, that the sheriff is actually the CEO, the executive director of the county corporation, with a subsidiary of the state corporation, which is a subsidiary of the USA Incorporated, which Trump dissolved in 2020, which is a subsidiary of the Crown Corporation worldwide. That is one of the reasons why none of the sheriffs have done the constant duty, because they're actually under control of the corporation itself. Go ahead, Karen.
In the state of Florida, they are,
all 3,000 counties in the United States, they're only CEO.
Let me address it.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that we've got this thing called original jurisdiction. In the state of Florida, the Florida Constitution and the United States Constitution are the supreme law of the land.
Correct.
Don't care what kind of tricks they've played with all this nonsense, with all that other stuff. I don't care. Because the bottom line is, the whole purpose of our government, legitimate government, is to protect your natural rights, which are codified in the Bill of Rights and the Ninth Amendment, which courts routinely call frivolous, protects all of your unstated natural rights. So first of all, no law is legitimate that legitimizes biological and technological warfare against the people of the state. The sheriff does have the authority. The problem is these people aren't honoring their oath to the Constitution. And that's what this writ of mandamus is about. Yeah. We're not just saying, hey, governor, you got to do what we want to do.
I'm agreeing with everything you're saying. I'm just saying they're not going to go do it.
James, we know they're not going to do it. That's why he filed the writ mandamus with the Supreme Court.
No, I love it. I agree.
Yeah, hold on. Let me make something very clear. These shots are going to be pulled off the market in the state of Florida, one way or the other. If this path gets blocked, we're going to find another one. Because I'm going to tell you right now, biological and technological warfare against the citizens of Florida is going to stop. We're not going to let this continue. It's just not going to happen.
I'm with you, Joe and Karen. Yeah. Just letting you know. I'm just trying to clarify for the audience.
Let's talk about the bigger picture.
How come none of the sheriffs are doing anything in this country for the last 4 years?
They're all cowards, corrupt, or out of touch.
Let's talk about the bigger picture here and why it's important to call these gene editing, nanoparticle technologies, and weapons of biowarfare. What's going on is the art of war, as you guys all know. This is a psychological operation. What is the art of war? It's not to have an aggressive battlefield. It's to have a compliant battlefield. That means the enemy wants us to be open to their ideas on how they want to destroy us. They want us to accept nanoparticle technology as something that is a safe and effective FDA approved product. What we're saying is we are not accepting that, because that is a lie. You are asking us to be complicit in the suicide of not just ourselves and our children, but our entire species. We are not going to be complicit in it. We're not going to accept your lies and propaganda so that we lay down and let you murder us. That's not going to happen. And I think what's happening is our side is controlled opposition, James. So many people are still using the term vaccine. And then when they finally stopped it, they're calling these gene editing therapy. There is nothing therapeutic about a biological weapon that induces disease, infertility, memory loss, and death. There is nothing therapeutic about it. But our movement keeps using the wrong terminology.
Well, I agree with you.
Saying we have no authority. This is a military operation. There's nothing you can do. That's what controlled opposition is. It's not that we can't have these discussions. It's to make sure the discussions never actually result in any action. And when I planted myself in Florida and tried to mobilize citizens, I had to flee the country.
Yeah, I
understand. I don't want people taking action. And I wish more people would take this document and do what Joe did. And don't call any influencers. Don't call me. Don't call the media. Just do it.
I agree.
And that's important. Can I add to that, though, James, real quick? And I'll shut up.
Go ahead, Joe.
She's right. Just do it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm doing this, being like broken in financial debt and paying medical bills from having triple bypass heart surgery this year, that means no one will save you. No one will save you. You need to do it yourself. And don't tell anybody you're doing it unless you got a small core of people like I did, because I didn't want any wind of this to get out until it was going to land. And right now, wherever this goes, The bottom line is all that evidence that Karen's compiled is now sitting and filed with the Supreme Court of the state of Florida. That is public record. And that in itself is a victory because they can't hide from that.
Yeah. So you know what I call? I call it a nanotech weapon of mass destruction. That's basically nanotech WMD. Karen, let's talk about graphene oxide in these vaccines. So graphene oxide is obviously there. What's the purpose of graphene oxide in vaccines? Is that to connect us to the neural link, which would connect us to the AI cloud? Is that the goal here, transhumanism? Go ahead.
Well, from a mechanism of action perspective of the material, it's because it can be a single atom thick, right? So essentially, if you go through the literature, the peer-reviewed literature, graphene oxide, using advanced technologies by disrupting the electromagnetic field and the electrons, you can actually, graphene oxide can be used to bind and create any new material. It binds with titanium, gold. There's EDTA biosensors made from graphene oxide. Yep. And the concept is it creates these new inorganic substances, these new materials, and it can integrate with biological life forms, and it's a great conductor of the electromagnetic field. So in 2011 and 2017, the FDA categorized graphene oxide gold nanoparticles as devices because the difference between the device and the vehicle is it's a device because it can receive a signal from outside the human body. And if it receives a signal, the original use of the graphene oxide nanoparticles was used in quote unquote cancer treatment again, right? So it received an external electromagnetic field that caused heat, and then it annihilated all the cells around it and tissues. So if there are nanoparticles that have gold and graphene oxide and they're in the brain area, electromagnetic fields can activate them to not just move around and mobilize, which you can find in the material, or to expand and start self-assembling and binding with one another, but it can also simply destroy sections of your brain, or sections of your body. So it's a very dangerous material that should have never been injected in any human being. And the thing is, the technology is being used in our food supply and our water supply and stuff, but it's not as toxic, which is why there needs to be legislation passed at every state level to disclose nanoparticle and stop using the silly term mRNA. It's a made up word.
It is a made up word. Difference between graphene, regular graphene, and graphene oxide. Is there a major difference?
Yeah, the graphene oxide is the single it's the single atom thick.
Got it.
Yeah, there's graphene dioxide. There's all graphene has been made into, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of different materials now.
Yeah,
it can bind. As far as I'm seeing, it can bind with almost anything. The only thing I haven't found that it bound with, and they probably can bind with methylene blue. That's the only thing. There's literally graphene oxide EDTA biosensors, which EDTA is used to detox this technology from your body. So I want to be clear about this too. Just because graphene oxide can bind with material doesn't mean like if you take that material, you're going to have a little bio lab in your body where the nanoparticles are going to then use EDTA or zeolite to expand. That doesn't work that way. The nanoparticle technology from the research I looked at primarily actually uses calcium as part of the biosynthesis process. So you can still use products to detoxify from this. You're not augmenting it. It's not necessarily absorbing to it in a way that's going to augment the technology. And I think there's a lot of fear around that, thinking that there's no way to detox, and that's not true.
All right, let's real quick on this. So you've been covering China quite a bit. You've been covering China for 3 or 4 years now, because we know China's been directly involved in trying to wipe us out. Right, there's 46 biolabs in Ukraine, funded probably by NATO and the United States military. There's probably 70 biolabs, from what I understand through my military contacts, in Taiwan, believe it or not. We've all been gaslit that Taiwan's our friend, but maybe not. Maybe Taiwan's another Ukraine. That's a different story. But here we have Tesla Corporation could be under the control of Chinese military. And when you wrote this, we had Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law. She died in a Tesla that was apparently hacked and went in reverse and drowned her in a pond where, and that happened about 3 weeks ago.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big story. Of course, the mainstream media is trying to tone that down, but it went from like an accidental drowning, it looked like she put it in reverse and just drowned herself, to it's a murder investigation now. So that's also a fact.
Yeah, so this is interesting. I think this is awareness. I don't think the Department of Commerce is going to do anything. Gina Romato, am I saying her last name correctly, the head? Yeah. Her husband is part of an AI company that's funded by a Chinese venture capital firm. It's an AI company as well. And their mission, you know, is basically China wants to surpass the US in all technologies, especially AI. But the Department of Commerce said they're going to look into electronic vehicles and the technologies used in electronic vehicles, because if they're manufactured in China, then they could be that information, that technology could be an extension of the Chinese military and used to harm Americans. And you know what I pointed out is the largest U.S. importer of electronic vehicle technology from China is Tesla. Nobody pointed that out, like because they want Elon Musk to be our hero. But you know, he is in China regularly. He's got a huge manufacturing plant. Yep. And I show a picture of it in this article. Yeah, in one of the big cities in China. So this is a major threat, and it's been you can't do business in China. Like major business, you can't billions and billions of dollars without being compromised.
State controlled,
by the Chinese. And this also applies to the biotech industry. You know, everyone's like Thermo Fisher has a major plant in Shanghai, China. They've been providing their literally, it's called genetic monitoring surveillance, genetic surveillance data. Or technologies, they've been supplying it to what they're saying is the Chinese police. What's the Chinese military? And they've been doing this since 2019. And Thermo Fisher is one of the manufacturers, the key manufacturer for Moderna's mRNA injections.
Yes, Karen, we're on your the Kingston Report, excuse me. You can find our Substack at karenkingston.substack.com. Joe, you got two places. You're at nationalarm.org and substack.com at Joseph Sansone.
Yeah, josephsansone.substack.com, just like Karen. Yeah. Unless it goes both ways, I don't know.
I know. It looks like it works both ways.
It does, okay.
COVID vaccine injuries.
Yeah, so
this is coming on Friday. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so this is on Friday. Dr. Anna Mahalchi will be there, like Warner Mendenhall, Todd Callender, Nick Cataruna set this up, and Dr. Vila set this up. Dr. Vila is treating over 2,000 vaccine-injured patients in the villages, and she's the one who's the first one who told me that's actually seen all these patients, that they are all getting an autoimmune disease. So this is, you know, at a very minimum, a slow kill. And if you're damaging the immune system, it's probably why they're all getting cancers too. But but it's really about highlighting the victims. We're going to have over 100 victims on the bottom of that screen there. You see all the victims speaking there that will be speaking. And so I think it's going to be a good event. I think this will help this is evidence right here. These people are evidence. The Karen's doc, you know, the evidence that we put in that document, this is the evidence. These are the people that are you know, being harmed. And so we're doing this on behalf of the dead and the dying and those that they're going to kill in the future from this, because we don't know the long-term effects of this, and we need to stop this immediately. If I could cycle back briefly to what we were just talking about, we got this legislation coming up. And, you know, when I see that thing where they're saying that Tesla is connected with China, apparently Republicans who control the House of Representatives got this bright idea to give President Biden the authority to decide what apps go on your phone, because they're using it under the cover of TikTok. And apparently what they're going to do is start taking off apps off of your phone, and they're going to claim it, you know, that the president determines it's influenced by foreign entities.
Wait, this is 1984 on steroids or something?
Yeah, this is, I'm not totally up to speed. I'm just learning about this myself.
No, because the TikTok ban I heard about, but is that buried in there, that Biden dementia joke?
Yeah, this is all a scam. This has nothing to do with TikTok. This is
the Trojan horse of shutting us up, because Grundvik shares a lot of information, and I get a lot of information worldwide of what's going on.
Well, what made me just think about it, James, was the Tesla connection, because I think a big part about this is shutting down X, because, as flawed as Elon Musk is, that is still right now a much better speech venue than it was. So I think that this is a way for them to try to shut down
They want
X.
us to go in a black hole. In Canada, they're trying to push a bill where a judge could put someone away for life for a verbal hate crime. Like, really? I mean, we're so far beyond the pale of all.
Thomas Massie just put something out on Twitter today. I think I
Right,
just
and
want to check it
then
out.
there's France, 3 years in jail for talking anything negative about the bioweapon tech. I mean, really? I mean, this is just crazy. Karen, go
What's the
ahead and weigh
penalty
in.
for filing? What's the penalty for filing a writ of mandamus, Karen? I don't
I don't know. I mean, when I'm Joe, I'm just so proud of you for getting this information to the Florida Supreme Court, because when I was pushing it and the heat got turned up, I mean, the Bank of America stole $50,000 from my family. They just stole it. We got it
know.
back. We got it back.
Yeah, but that's all that we're all going to suffer through the banking crisis.
No, because I was considered a domestic violent extremist. Because I was trying to get the bioweapons removed from communities. So I was
So
considered.
that was the reason.
Yeah.
You're reporting the truth, and you're
Well,
punishment for reporting the truth.
we were told that it went all the way up to the executives. We weren't told, they never gave us a reason. But a family member of mine was flagged as had criminal flag put on him, and we got it removed. But that's
You know, Bank of America sounds a lot like Boeing, right? Quality control is out the door. They're doing anything to destroy free Americans. I mean, let's just go
well,
there.
yeah, and I mean, Jim Jordan was reporting on this too. So I mean, that's our government's now working with banks so
Oh,
they can speak out about
we live in such a fascist. It's not communism, people. Communism in the schools, in academia. Fascism is in corporations, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, and the federal government. That's fascism. Go ahead, Karen.
But I think what Joe had the courage to get this in front of the Supreme Court. And what he said is, hey, people have to know no one's going to save you. You have to stand in the truth, speak the truth, and stand up to protect. I said this on Brandon House 3 years ago. We're not getting out of this alive unless all of us get out of it alive. So you
Yep.
need to care enough about yourself, your family, and your neighbors to know that you need to stand up and protect them. You need to protect yourself, your family, and your neighbors. And if, even if they're fooled, even if they have been fooled, use this document, move forward. Again, I've been covering it for over a year, saying this document can be used in any legal filing. My information is used by foreign governments and foreign militaries to prosecute Pfizer. You can start criminal prosecution. You can start suing Pfizer. Texas is suing Pfizer now. You've been gaslit into believing there's nothing you can do. The whole Chip Roy Libel Act, I think that's great. Fine. You want to take these laws off the book? You can do that, but it's not necessary. You don't have to do that. Pfizer engaged in criminal, illegal human experimentation. There's no law that protects them from that. Criminal,
Correct.
illegal human experimentation is biowarfare, as Joe
Correct.
points out. There's nothing that protects them. So all these attorneys are going, oh, well, we're getting success suing our
You know
employers.
what people can do? People can start acting like a thousand peasants. And what I mean this in a very nice way. You can go into small claims court where there are no lawyers
Wait, this is what I was.
and file $5,000 injury claims against whoever you like, the doctors that gave you the vaccines, the hospital. And
No,
force
the
them.
manufacturers too. File it against the manufacturers.
Wow, go in the small claims court and file a $5,000 claim. They
Wait, I gotta say this real.
go
I
ahead,
gotta say
Joe.
this real quick.
Go ahead.
I wasn't laughing at what Karen was saying, but because it was so serious, I'm laughing because I've discovered through the Supreme Court of Florida's website, they got this little link to this DIY do-it-yourself lawsuit thing, and you can learn how to file a lawsuit against Pfizer yourself if you've been injured. You can file it. Anybody in the state of Florida can log into this
All
system
right,
and
Joe.
self-litigate.
All right, so we go to Florida Gov right website. Where
The
would
Supreme
someone
Court of Florida's website.
find on a landing page or somewhere on a tab?
On the Supreme Court's website, it's like right there. I
Oh,
could send you a link.
well, you can send me a link after the show, and I'll put it in the show notes for everybody. I'm putting the Substacks of our guests in the show notes. We got about 4 minutes left. Karen, you got the floor for 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, in regards to Pfizer claiming that and influencers claiming that Pfizer has immunity under the government for falsely promoting a bioweapon as a safe and effective vaccine. They don't. They actually, it's under there. That's not lying to the American people. It's not protected under emergency use authorization. And they're violating one of the crimes they're committing is called color of office. That means they're pretending that they had authority under the U.S. government that they do not have. So many citizens and public officers, you know, when we had the shutdowns, they were acting under the color of law, pretending they had authority they didn't have. But Pfizer is pretending that they have protection by the U.S. government that they do not have. So you can absolutely move forward with this. And I recommend there's the sheriff's letter, how to criminally prosecute Pfizer is one of my Substacks. You can click on the link on Joe's Substack directly to the case that he filed. And the information is laid out there. There's even screenshots in the intro where you could see for yourself the documentation. And throughout my Substacks, I show screenshots of exactly where this information is too.
Thank you very much, Karen. Joe, close out the show. Go ahead.
I got to learn how to do screenshots. So it's hard with a flip phone. I don't know. But anyway, so look, March is when we go to war. We're going to war. I'm going to war.
Yeah.
And this is when we start our military campaigns. It's a Roman thing. What can I tell you? Well, we're going to war and we're going on the offensive. And the governor is going, we're going to bend his arm until he says uncle on this, because we're not going to let our people get harmed anymore. It's just, and again, it's important to get a spotlight on Governor DeSantis, on how he responds to this. People need to watch him. They need to start asking him questions. It's great that, you know, we're getting out there talking about this, but what needs to happen is everybody needs to start talking about this document and what's the governor going to do. Governor DeSantis is a simple choice. Expose himself as a total fraud, or look at this, maybe say, I didn't see all this data before. Listen to the Florida Department of Health and the Surgeon General of the state of Florida, who calls these the antichrist of drugs, and take them off the market. Protect the human genome. Like Karen said, this is about the preservation of our species. Do you really think we're going to lie down? Do you really think we're going to lie down? I'm not lying down. I'm not lying down. And I got news for you. In the end, they're going to be the ones running. Because they exist on the illusion of power. The biggest lie that's ever been told is that the pen is mightier than the sword. They rule by the pen because it's backed up by the sword. But I got news for you. There are more of us than them. That's why they're trying to get rid of us. And they're going to be ones that eventually will have nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Not us.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Karen. Great to have both of you. I'll put all the links in the show notes for the audience. Thank you. Continue the phenomenal work. Take care.
Thank you, James. We'll be right back.